It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Crystal Brigman Mahaney.
Today, our guest is Krista Hogan, Executive Director at the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association, and she joins us today to talk about the Barristers Program, serving the students at Missouri State University. Thanks for joining us today, Krista.
My pleasure.
So let's start. What is the Barristers Program?
Barristers, which you'll notice is a play on words, and we spell it B-E-A-R because of the mascot for Missouri State, are lawyer volunteers who meet with students at Missouri State by appointment, and they volunteer their time, so it's a free service, to answer their legal questions and help them find resources.
And how long has this program been open to Missouri State students?
We launched it in October of 2015, right after the fall semester had started, and it's been going ever since. It runs during the traditional school year, not over the summer.
And tell us, how did this program come to be?
Well, the concept arose from the fact that we don't have law schools in this region, but we do have a huge undergraduate population. And so both because the lawyers want to offer some service to students and because there isn't the law school affiliation where that might normally happen, just sort of evolved. And we have a great relationship with the university. The current president of the university is a member of the bar, and we were able to establish that this would be great service. And we produce it through the Dean of Students office. So that's where the students actually go and have their appointments.
Did you have any challenges or anything getting this started, or is it smooth sailing since you are instrumental in getting this project going?
It was a lot smoother than I actually thought. And I think that's because it was a great concept and great opportunity on both sides. And so we've been really, really pleased that the university has been able to provide us with space and making the appointments. And I'd say the only thing that has been a kind of a surprise is that for a lot of the shifts, at least initially, there wouldn't be anyone making appointments. So I'm not sure the word has gotten out to the students, because really it is a nice service. And students can actually go talk about with the barristers about things that aren't emergency legal issues. They may be general issues, or it may even be a student who is interested in going to law school and just wants to talk to a lawyer about what that would be like. So,
what are some of the issues either that you have already seen students coming to the Barristers Program for, or, as you said, the other range of issues that they can come to the Barrister Program?
You know, I think that there was an expectation initially that there might be issues, driving under the influence type things or landlord-tenant things. But we've been surprised. There are a lot of international students and non-traditional students, which are becoming more the norm, people who already have families and homes and jobs and issues that are kind of all over the place that don't necessarily apply to students, that apply to people who are in the workforce and in the community.
And how does one qualify for the Barrister Program?
You have to be a student, a registered student at Missouri State University, and that's really the only requirement. If somebody wanted to make an appointment, as I said, they just contact the Dean of Students office, and I have the number, which is 836-5527. Appointments are available on Monday and Thursday afternoons and Wednesday mornings.
Is this a program that the Bar Association is looking to expand with other universities, or does this happen in other parts of the state?
You know, it actually is not uncommon, I think, nationally for universities to have a student lawyer represented. I don't know of any others in the state. We have a lot of volunteer lawyers who are, you know, we kind of have a waiting list of people who are willing to volunteer. So I anticipate that this is going to be a long-term partnership with the university.
So what's the vision for the Barrister Program?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the way it popped into my head was when I was touring my youngest child's campus, and I saw during the parent fair of that, where they take the students one direction, they take the parents the other direction, and you see all the services, and so my attention was immediately drawn to this service they have, and I thought, well, that's really wonderful. You know, I remember in my undergrad days, we had student health services, which were fantastic. They were on campus. It was inexpensive. It was convenient. And so to me, this is sort of the parallel with the legal side. students are transitioning between childhood and adulthood, and as they shift from home to university into the workforce, they kind of form impressions of the legal system, and a positive experience, I think, and increasing their understanding can potentially make all the difference. And it's an extension sort of public education and public awareness of laws and legal issues.
Are there other programs or services that the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association either has for our listeners, or when you think about your long-term partnership with the university system, that we can look forward to in the future?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. We do have the Mini Law School of the Public, which we do every fall, and we partner with Missouri Bar on that and are hosting it now at Missouri State University. We also have a project with Fairbanks, with the Northwest Project, and we have lawyer volunteers who are currently working with the enrollees, the participants there. Stay tuned, because we are hoping to expand that legal education even further in the next year, and have forums where we would offer legal topics that are of more specific nature than we do in the mini law school, but are more in-depth topics and more of a guidance.
So where can our listeners learn more about the barrister program, especially if we have students listening, but also more about the Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association's programs and initiatives?
If you're interested in making an appointment as with a barrister, students need to contact the Dean of Students' office. And again, the number there is 836-5527. And the projects of our Bar Foundation are listed on our website, springfieldbar.com. And there's a tab that says Foundation, and it talks about all the things we do in the community.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Krista.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for letting me talk about these projects. I'm proud of the things that our bar and our members are able to contribute.
You've just heard our guest, Krista Hogan, Executive Director at Springfield Metropolitan Bar Association, talking about the barrister program for Missouri State University. Making Democracy Work is brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. As always, you can listen and share this program and others in our Making Democracy Work series anytime at ksmu.org.